If a man hath walked in my commandments and kept my judgments, he is just and shall surely live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's stational church is called San Lorenzo in Panisperna, which is a church on Via Panisperna, Rome, and dedicated to great early martyr Saint Lawrence. And that's why you see the statue of Saint Lawrence on our altar today. And this church was built on the site where Saint Lawrence suffered his martyrdom. And the word Panisperna refers to the tradition that the Franciscan poor clare nuns had in their convent, which located next to this church. They used to distribute bread and ham on 10th of August, on St. Lawrence feast day, in remembrance of this saint's distributing funds from the church to the poor. In Italian, it's called pane e perna, bread and ham, and from this great charitable tradition of these nuns, it became customary to refer to this church as San Lorenzo in Panisperna. And today's Mass speaks quite a bit about eating. Our Lord today warns about wasting the bread of children to the dogs, meaning that the chosen people of God, the Jews, they were the one who were called first to the kingdom of God. But today a pagan woman, a Canaanite woman, pleaded that even the dogs can eat the crumbs that fall from the table of their masters, meaning that the pagans have also been promised salvation after it was first preached to the Jews. Because in our times, children, everybody can enter the church through baptism and take the holy Eucharistic bread of the children of God when they have first been annexed and taken as members of Christ's church. And also in our epistle today, the prophet Ezekiel preached to that chosen people of God, the Jews. And he mentioned a popular proverb which went like this: the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the teeth of the children are set on edge. I'll explain you what it means. Have you children ever done something bad and then accused someone else for it? Meaning, have you tried to make somebody else guilty of your own sin? That's what the people of Israel, to whom Ezekiel preached, did. These people faced many sorrows and punishments, but they did not admit that they themselves were guilty of sin. But instead, they tried to blame their fathers, that maybe God was angry because the past generations had sinned and done something bad in God's eyes. No, but today Ezekiel declared to them that not only their fathers, but also their children, that is the very people to whom he was preaching, they had sinned against God. Therefore, every one of them was to be justly punished for their own sins. But Ezekiel also says in today's Mass that if somebody is sorry of his sins and does what we spoke about yesterday, that is, he follows the Ten Commandments, he will surely live in heaven. But that person also has to make a good confession and be sorry of his sins in order to get to heaven. This stational church and the gospel about children and the dogs and ham sandwich reminded me of the incident which once happened to my father. My father used to have a dog, and he had trained this dog very well. And one day my father made for himself a big, juicy, delicious ham sandwich, and was just about to start to eat it when the phone rang, and he had to go and get it, answer it. It was quite a lengthy call, and when my father finally ended it, he returned to start to eat his ham sandwich, but it was nowhere in sight. Instead, he saw his dog lying on the floor, snout buried to the paws and tail between the legs, whining quietly, like crying. It was, of course, obvious that despite all the good training, the temptation occasioned by delicious ham sandwich had been too great to overcome, and the dog was now crying its crime in shame. So you might try to remember today, children, that even dogs know when they have been misbehaving or eaten things like ham sandwich which they shouldn't. Ancient prophets very often told their listeners that they have to do penance from their sins, but the ancient people all too often blamed someone else for their own sins. It was Jesus who was blamed for all of your sins by God, so that we would not need to be punished for them. And you, children, you also need to be sorry for all the bad deeds of your life if you want to be one of God's children. After all, if even a dog feels sorrow of its bad deeds, certainly you have to also. May God grant you the great spirit of repentance and penance during this Lent, so that you could truly be called his forgiven child, who, after having been sinned, has confessed and repented his sins, because Jesus suffered so much, and you want to abandon all your sins to his cross. May God bless you, children, in the name of